And we had lots of great musicians play on it, and got to work with some really talented and awesome people to make it happen. And yeah, it was, what else do you want to know? There's 12 tracks.
So let me just tell you, the way that I ingest music, I get very excited to have regional music on this program. That is really what the station's all about, is about, you know, representing the High Plains and having a alt country Texicana, is how you kind of called this on your website, but it's just really kind of just country rock and roll.
Yeah, we fish around a lot for genre descriptors, and that's sort of where the album title comes from. We get, you know, asked a lot, how to, you know, what kind of a band are y'all? Like, oh well, we're country. Well, not exactly. I mean, it's a little bit more rock and roll than people think of country music. Okay, well, you know, we're a rock band. Well, no, you know, there's a lot of steel guitar and harmonica and acoustic guitar and a very folky approach to songwriting. And so, yeah, it's more of a conversation than an answer. And I don't know. That's the kind of music that is, I think, the most interesting. And I don't, you know, it'd be a completely separate conversation to try and put a pinpoint on where this started, but the sort of alt country or Americana movement that's somewhere, that's definitely got a lot of folk and country roots, bluegrass roots, but, you know, wouldn't be necessarily like formal genre category country music in a CMA sense,
but can work in those. I mean, yeah. There are so many different bands, and I think your band has a sound that definitely works across many genres, which, agree. I mean, that's what this entire show is. We've been doing this for 38 years, and it's just been folk Americana and watching this evolution of this music, and the people of the High Plains just appreciate it. Most people, you know, have a very open mind for all different genres, but it's nice to hear, you know, you get a little rockin' and a little heavy, then it gets kind of softer, and this album, to me, it feels like a little bit just like tighter. The EP that I had, I can't remember, was it live? Was it live recordings? It was a studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was all studio. There were some parts in there where I was kind of like, when I first started, I got that CD and I was like, oh, this seems a little more rockin' than what I thought this show was.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
When I was still working on it.
It was much more rock and roll focused. And at the time, we were playing... we've had a lot of turnover since, you know, Comanche Moon, quote unquote, started. And that was a time when we were playing as a three piece, and it's kind of like, you know, you have to kind of make a choice. If you're a three piece, you can either go all the way, like, you know, do it straight up folk, like traditional, or turn it up and go more rock and roll. And, you know, it's kind of ironic, but the fewer people you have, the louder you have to play.
I like that.
But yeah, you know, one of the band's founders and core members is a drummer, and so going traditional folk wasn't really an option for us. So
yeah,
we went the other direction. But always, you know, that wasn't I never felt really at home in that format. We had a lot of fun, but. I mean, as a songwriter, I write stuff that comes from a more folky approach.
Mm-hmm.
And that song that you played earlier this morning, Going to the Country, that's kind of a pretty good example of the way that Chandler, the drummer, and I work. I wrote that song as kind of like a finger-picking John Prine type, folksy, you know, stripped down, you know, maybe have some banjo on it and stuff like that. And then, you know, before practice, when we were waiting for everybody else to show up, Chandler was there on his drums, and I played that song for him. And he kicked in with this, you know, John Bonham beat. And I was like...
Yeah, it starts shredding toward the end.
Yeah, I was like, okay, well, that's completely not how I saw this song going at all.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to go with that.
But if you think about it, it kind of is a twist, because when you think going to the country, the simplification of getting out of the city and going to the country, which is what you're singing about, is interesting, because then it gets kind of shreddy and crazy at the end. which you would associate with the, you know, mania of being in a city versus, no, it's what's happening in your head because you're so excited for this simplicity and this is where you're from and you're from here. This is your place. And obviously you're more comfortable with these open spaces.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a nice juxtaposition where it's not like right in your face.
That part is sort of pure celebration of I'm the hell out of the city finally. And this feels good.
Excellent. Well, I definitely want to hear a song. What are we going to hear?
Let's see. I'll play a song called The One That You Love. This has been out as a single for, I don't know, 15 weeks or something like that. Not really sure.
So this CD really was your baby because you're talking about it in weeks.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a very long gestation period. We had our first studio date scheduled in March of 2017. And then something happened in March of 2017, which was my family's ranch burned down. And so we had to cancel that, had a couple others. But anyway, it's been a very long process. Here it is, the end of July, and we're releasing in August. So, you know, what do I know?
Well, hey, just think of it like Maggie from The Walking Dead. She was pregnant for like, you know, six seasons or something. Just takes a while to make some babies.
True. All right. This song's called The One That You Love.
Comanche Moon on High Plains Morning.
Well, I have been across the sea, seen the moon on the shimmering waves, made some golden memories, but I could give them all away. Seen some things, and yes, I've had some ups and downs. Lord knows that I'm thankful for them all. All the shine and shimmer that this world can give, there ain't nothing in this world like being loved by the one that you love, the one that you love. And I have known some pretty girls, most of them have been so good to me. There is one with long dark curls. These days she's all that I can see, man, she's all I see. Cause I can't see inside her, straight into a place. Brother, I don't think I'd tell even if I could. Some things ain't for telling, but one thing I'll say is there ain't nothing in this world like being loved by the one that you love, the one that you love. How many days does any man get to live out his many dreams? So many places left to see, in one good reason to never leave. Well, I can't say for sure, but I think I've seen a glimpse of what it is that lies behind the stars. Loving this world don't make me scared to leave, cause there ain't nothing in this world like being loved by the one that you love, one that you love. Oh, the one that you love. Oh, the one that you
That was Comanche Moon, Mark Erickson, live in the studio, and that was beautiful.
Thank
was
you.
It about a pet or a human?
pet
or human?
A human.
Awesome. That's good job. That was a beautiful love song. Now we just hit upon the fact that something happened last March. Where you had the loss of the ranch. The back cover of your album, very, very, very on fire.
Yeah.
So obviously I'm wondering, with the composition here, sounds like you had some of these songs already written before that, and possibly some more came afterwards. How do you think that event, obviously it affected the entire High Plains. We had, mm-hmm. We're still hearing about it. I mean, all of the news right now is about California. It's
sure.
just the new normal. It's just something we've got weather patterns changing, and it's something that people are getting wrapped up in. People are losing everything. And I just want to hear a little bit, did the direction of the album change for you and the other people in your band after that? Or was it something that was already kind of like, this is what we want it to be. Let's not let this event stop us.
A little bit of both, more the latter than the former. But I mean, like I said, I think our original studio dates were like March 15th or March 17th or something like that. And March 6th, the ranch fire happened. And so it was like, but when that happened, we were ready. We'd
yeah.
done pre-production and we were ready to go into the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Had the idea for, these are going to be the songs, with a little bit of wiggle room, but for the most part, these are the songs. This is what the album's going to be. And we didn't want the fire to completely throw that off the rails, because it's like we had put in a lot of work at that point, and it was a concept that was ready to be delivered. But at the same time, I couldn't not include something, because it was a pretty major thing in my life, and also, Chandler said, well, the drummer, his family has a ranch down by McLean, and they got hit by the McLean fire same day. Two separate fires, both of our family ranches got hit by it. So it was something that we felt like needed to be acknowledged. And I after we thought we were done writing songs for the record, I had to go back and write another song.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the last... that's the last song on the record.
Restoration.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. it's like 7 minutes.
It's an epic one.
It's a big one.
That's great. So now I wonder if the next album is going to just be the fire album.
It's
got to be a lot of feelings after having to have dealt with that. And not to mention that, other people in your band were affected. And just watching this region that, where you live, the people that you care about, and it's all up and down our entire listener region here mm-hmm. on the High Plains Public Radio.
I mean, there was, let us not forget about Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
They got hit just as bad as we did,
mm-hmm.
I think. I was sort of so focused at the time on what was happening with us, because there was so much happening. We had things to do, coordinating with firefighters, people showing up with hay and food and supplies, and just it was a furious nonstop thing that I didn't really catch up on what was happening north of us and what was happening south of us. I knew some things, but I didn't absorb those events the way that I would if I'd just been a consumer of news.
Yeah. And it's hard to keep up anymore. I mean, honestly, there are just so many, and there have been so many, natural disasters. Like once in a while, I don't know if you hear this NPR, they'll mention 2 years ago, this gigantic thing that happened. You're like, oh, right. It's just, it's kind of weighing on all of us, I think, at this point. So,
yeah.
But it is good to, remember the fact that it really hit everything.
Yeah.
It hit everything in this region.
It was 181 years to the day after the Alamo fell.
Oh,
March 6th.
Come and take it. Spooky. That's really spooky. Well, I'm Indomitable Spirit, you got the album out, and it's happening this Friday. You're going to have your release. Tell us a little bit about the show. Have you guys been preparing? Are you like super stoked? I don't want to say stoked. You can't say stoked.
You can't?
We're talking about a fire.
Oh, good point.
I know. Sorry. A little too literal.
Yeah, we're very excited. We're having it at the Golden Light, which is sort of, it's a great venue. It's kind of in a lot of ways like our home base. And we haven't played there in a while, so it's going to be great to go back there and play this show in particular, kind of bring things full circle.
And you got a folk duo opening up.
Yeah, Fine and Dandy. If you haven't heard Fine and Dandy, two very talented guys, Daniel Davis and Ben Cargo, they're going to be opening up. Very excited about that. We're going to do it a little bit earlier than your typical barroom show, so that some of the the crowd that isn't necessarily the barroom crowd can come and be
some
a part
of us
of
need to hit our bedtimes.
Yeah, well, I do too.
Yes,
I'm less a fan of that than perhaps I once
predict
was.
It will not end at midnight sharp, though. That's my prediction.
Well, that may be fair.
The Golden Light.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hope that people stick around and have
for
a
sure.
good time.
Yeah, for sure. Well, this is exciting. It's a really cool. It's a really cool album. Like I was telling you earlier, I have not listened to it from the beginning to the end, all the way through, which I will do. It's just the nature of being a music director for public radio. You just kind of listen to it chunks and start making the set. We've got about 3 minutes left. I want to remind everybody it's 8:30 to midnight this Friday at the Golden Light Cantina on 6th Street in Amarillo. This one's worth driving for, folks. Come out and see a really incredible, indomitable spirit of the ranch folk of the Texas Panhandle. And with admission, you get a CD.
I was about to say that.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. That's excellent. So come and see the show. You get Fine and Dandy. We have about 2.5 minutes left. Do you think we can sneak a mini song in?
Sure. Yeah.
Let's try it. Nothing too majorly narrative.
Okay.
So I don't have to cut you off and like everybody wonders how the story ends. So here's Mark Erickson, Comanche Moon, live in the studio. Y'all have a fantastic day. He's going to play us out.
Well, she don't make me hurt, and she don't like to see me suffer, and she don't make me worry in a crowd. And she has seen me bleed, and she has held my hands of leather, and she has been a shelter from my doubt. And if I could get my feet on solid ground, I could give her what she needs. I could be around. She can always get to me with the little things that only come from an elegance that doesn't have to try. And her eyes are the sky. They mostly bring warm as sunshine, but they can fill with stormy weather too. And if I could get my feet on solid ground, I could give her what she needs. I could be around. I know that a man can't catch the setting sun. Doesn't matter how far or fast he runs. Last night I dreamed that she was burning strips of paper. One was my name. You know it scares me to admit it, but it scares me after death that one day she'll give up and leave me standing in the rain. 'Cause she don't understand what it is that makes me leave her. And maybe I don't understand it too, but there's something that I need waiting past the bright horizon. Something left under that I gotta do. And if I could get my feet on solid ground, I could give her what she needs. I could be around. If I could get my feet on solid ground, I could give her what she needs and be around. I know that a man can't catch the setting sun. Doesn't matter how far